Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Art of Case Study Research by Robert E. Stake is a foundational 1995 text in qualitative research methodology, especially influential in education, evaluation, and the social sciences. Rather than treating case study as a fixed technical procedure, Stake presents it as a disciplined but interpretive way of studying a bounded case in depth. The book explains how researchers can investigate a program, person, event, institution, or other defined system while preserving attention to context, complexity, and multiple perspectives. Its purpose is both practical and philosophical. It guides readers through designing, observing, interviewing, analyzing, and writing case studies, while also arguing that good case study work depends on judgment, responsiveness, and interpretive sensitivity. Stake differs from more protocol-driven approaches by emphasizing particularity over prediction and understanding over control. The result is a concise but influential guide for researchers who want to produce richly contextualized accounts rather than simplified causal models. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the case is a bounded system with its own particularity. A central idea in the art of case study research is that a case is not simply a topic or a sample unit, but a bounded system worthy of close attention. Stake encourages researchers to ask what makes the case distinct, how its boundaries are defined, and why it deserves study as a whole. This may involve a school program, an organization, an individual, an event, or another concrete setting where activities, relationships, and meanings can be examined together. The importance of boundedness is methodological as well as conceptual. Without a clear sense of what belongs to the case and what remains context, the study risks becoming either too diffuse or artificially narrow. Stake does not reduce the case to variables detached from lived conditions. Instead, he treats the case as embedded in circumstances that shape what can be understood. This emphasis leads researchers to value thick description, local knowledge, and the internal complexity of the case. The aim is not to make the case represent everything else, but to understand how this specific case works, appears, and matters within its own setting. Secondly, intrinsic. Instrumental and collective purposes for case selection, Stake is widely associated with the useful distinction among intrinsic, instrumental, and collective case study purposes. An intrinsic case is studied because the case itself is of special interest. The researcher is not primarily using it to prove a theory or represent a population, but to understand its uniqueness. An instrumental case, by contrast, is selected because it can illuminate a broader issue, concern, or phenomenon. The case remains important, yet it functions as a means of insight into something beyond itself. A collective case study extends this logic by examining several cases in relation to a shared question. This typology matters because it clarifies the reasoning behind selection. A researcher studying a distinctive school reform for its own history makes different design choices from a researcher using one school to understand policy implementation more. Generally, Stake does not present these categories as rigid compartments. Rather, they help researchers remain honest about purpose. The distinction also shapes reporting. Intrinsic studies must preserve particularity, while instrumental and collective studies must connect the case evidence to wider interpretive concerns without pretending to produce statistical generalization. Thirdly, progressive focusing as an adaptive research design. One of the most distinctive features of Stake approach is progressive focusing. The idea that a case study design can and often should become more precise as inquiry unfolds. The researcher may begin with guiding questions, preliminary issues, and an initial plan for observations or interviews, but the design remains responsive to what the field setting reveals. This does not mean abandoning rigor. It means recognizing that complex social settings cannot always be fully anticipated before fieldwork begins. Early observations may show that a presumed central issue is less important than expected, or that an overlooked relationship better explains how the case functions. Progressive focusing allows researchers to refine questions, pursue emerging patterns, and redirect attention toward matters that participants and evidence make significant. This approach contrasts with designs that require tightly specified propositions from the outset. Its strength lies in fit. The study becomes shaped by the case rather than forced into a predetermined frame. The risk is drift, so Stake implies the need for disciplined judgment, careful documentation, and continued attention to the study purpose. Fourthly, multiple sources of evidence and interpretive triangulation. Stake gives sustained attention to the use of multiple sources of evidence, including observation, interviews, documents, records, and artifacts. The purpose is not merely to accumulate data, but to develop a richer and more credible understanding of the case. Different sources reveal different dimensions. Observation can show routines and interactions that participants may not mention. Interviews can disclose meanings, intentions, tensions, and memories. Documents can provide institutional history, stated goals, or formal procedures. When these materials are considered together, the researcher can compare accounts, test impressions, and identify inconsistencies that require interpretation. State treats triangulation less as a mechanical validation device and more as a way to strengthen confidence in assertions. If evidence from several directions supports an interpretation, the account becomes more persuasive. If sources conflict, the disagreement itself may be analytically important. This emphasis fits the book's broader view of case study as interpretive inquiry. Evidence does not speak automatically. The researcher must weigh it, consider context, listen for stakeholder perspectives, and explain how judgments were reached. Lastly, naturalistic generalization and the reader role in case reports. Stake places unusual importance on how case studies are written and read. He is less concerned with formal statistical generalization than with naturalistic generalization, the kind of learning readers develop by encountering a richly described case and comparing it with their own experience or setting. This idea changes the purpose of reporting. A case report should not only state findings but also provide enough contextual detail, episode, interpretation, and complexity for readers to make informed connections. The writer has a responsibility to represent the case fairly, including multiple perspectives and tensions, rather than a single flattened conclusion. At the same time, Stake recognizes that case study writing is selective. The researcher must decide what to foreground, how to organize observations, and how to make assertions without overstating them. This makes the report an interpretive construction, not a neutral transcript of reality. The value of such writing is practical and intellectual. It can help readers understand processes, dilemmas, and meanings that abstract models may miss, while leaving room for judgment rather than imposing universal rules. In conclusion, the art of case study research is best suited for graduate students, qualitative researchers, evaluators, educators, and social scientists who need to investigate real settings where context cannot be separated from the phenomenon being studied. It is especially useful for readers who want guidance on how to think through case selection, fieldwork, interpretation, and reporting without reducing inquiry to a checklist. The practical benefit of the book is that it teaches researchers to remain systematic while staying responsive to complexity. It helps them frame a case, gather varied forms of evidence, refine questions during the study, and write reports that support thoughtful reader judgment. Its intellectual benefit lies in its defense of particularity. Stake shows that close study of one case can produce serious understanding even when it does not claim statistical representativeness. Compared with more protocol-oriented case study texts, especially those that emphasize propositions, design components, and analytic generalization, Stake book stands out for its interpretive orientation and attention to the craft of inquiry. It is not the most prescriptive manual for beginners seeking step-by-step instructions. Its lasting value is that it explains why case study research requires disciplined attention, ethical representation, contextual understanding, and the artful exercise of researcher judgment. If you would like to support Robert E. Stake, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.